Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number three of the live Saturday night edition. We do it six nights a week, by the way, so if you've missed a moment of the show, if you're one of those listeners that's listening on a weekend-only affiliate, well, we do have a weekday show that we do, and if you want to grab it, you can get it for free online at freetalklive.com. We got archives there, months worth of the show. We give it all away to you. freetalklive.com. All those other talk shows, they want $5 or $6 or $7 a month out of you for their archives.
Yes, they do.
We don't. freetalklive.com. It's a show about you. You bring up whatever's on your mind, political issue, personal problem. You don't have to follow our lead, like Patrick in Indianapolis. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
All right. Thank you for having me on, gentlemen.
Thank you, Patrick.
I heard in your 7 p.m. hour, or at least in Indianapolis, I don't know how it is in your timeline, that there was like two lights at the end of the tunnel in regards to Liberty. One of them being the Free State Project, and the second one I really didn't catch.
The second one was the Read the Bills Act, which is a proposal by DownsizeDC.org, which, if it's enacted, will force all of the 535 drunken sailors in Washington to actually have to sit through a reading of each bill that they're proposing to pass.
Out loud.
Out loud.
Well, I do have a third. There is a third light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
Are you at all familiar with the Fair Tax, with the Fair Tax Act?
This is not a light. This isn't a light.
This is a distraction.
This is like that little, you know, the fish down the bottom of the ocean that hangs its little bait out there, and then when somebody comes close, that gobbles them up.
If I may,
go right ahead.
The stuff coming out of our pocketbook is not a distraction. For example, let's say you pick up one of those five packs of gum at a gas station, like 25 cents.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Take 22% out of that 25 cents. That
yeah.
is the supposed corporate tax applied to that product.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's probably higher than that. I mean, if you actually look at the price of a loaf of bread and break down all the taxes that the delivery company's paying on the gasoline that they're spending to get it to the store, you can really, it's more than that. But okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, but that's an average price. We're dealing in big items,
yeah.
small items, because we know for a fact one company just doesn't do one item anymore. And on top of this, we have withholding taxes, and we have basic
sure.
income taxes, state and federal.
You're not going to find any disagreement here. I mean, all the federal taxes are bad in my book, Patrick.
Yeah, I mean, we even have Donald Duck to thank for a few of them.
Really? Not sure about that.
So why is the fair tax the light at the end of the tunnel? Please explain.
It is a light. But what it does is that it removes all of the federal taxes. It, in effect, smashes apart the IRS, stops all taxes at the federal level, you know, income, withholding, Medicare, whatever.
But it just replaces them.
It's 2%.
But it just replaces them.
Yes.
I mean, it's still going to be a big government, a big federal government with a big sales tax.
Yes, it's a 22% sales tax. And on top of this, there is a rebate for spending up to the poverty level.
Right, and that actually works out as a welfare payment for everyone in America. Had you considered that?
What it does is that it removes the tax burden from the poor and the working class, my good man.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By giving a check to everybody.
Everybody gets a check. That's welfare. That's welfare mentality.
No.
Okay. If that was the biggest problem with it, then it would be a pretty good thing. But it's not the biggest problem. The biggest problem is that there is no proposal whatever to rescind the 16th Amendment. So income tax, which is a blight on humans, is still legal.
You put it into the federal system. You actually replace it. After a few years, people will realize that one, they're getting more money in their pocket, which means that extra money could more than likely go into savings and investment more than spending. We can fund our own government. We can even lower the rate. There's even talks about the rate being lowered.
It'd be great, but you know the politicians are crafty, my friend. They're very crafty, and the way that they would go about this, and the way they would go about this is,
hold on, Patrick, let me explain this.
Is that they would, you know, whenever something came up, some crisis, you know, there's a war, the terrorists are after us, the Russians are coming, whatever it is, then they come back with some other kind of tax, and then some other kind of tax, and pretty soon we've got all these taxes again.
Do you think they're going to abolish the 16th Amendment?
I think that there will be enough support for it once the fair tax is implemented.
So we have to wait until after they've implemented the fair tax and then cross our fingers and hope they get rid of the 16th Amendment?
We have to put feet to the fire. We have to put swords to the neck.
Hey, how about this? Instead of, and I understand where you're coming from, Patrick, and it's you know, the case that has been made for the fair tax has been fairly persuasive, especially to small government conservative types, and so I understand, you know, where you're coming from. But for the millions of dollars that have been spent so far and the countless volunteer hours that have been spent so far promoting this fair tax plan, which will do absolutely nothing to reduce the size and scope of the federal government, absolutely nothing, for all of the man hours here, why don't we just spend all this time and money encouraging people to refuse to pay their income taxes? Stop it! I mean, what's worth paying for with the federal government in the first place?
Tell me.
Since I'm asking when, you, huh?
Since when has liberty been cheap, my good friend? Since when have we been on the majority on anything?
I'm asking you why. That's totally dodging what I asked you. Why don't we encourage people to stop paying any federal taxes? Why wouldn't that be a better way to spend our time?
I would agree with you, but the problem is there's also withholding tax. Like it or not, we are paying our taxes.
This is part of what I'm talking about. If you're going to spend $2 million promoting a change to the tax system, spend $2 million promoting that business owners stop withholding. Can you imagine if 5% of businesses, just 5%, stopped withholding taxes? What would they do? What would they do, Patrick? Will they shut down all the businesses, throw all the business owners in jail, arrest all their employees?
Let's face it. We're dealing with bureaucrats dealing with IRS. Do you think they actually want to stay? Do you think they actually want to get out of their air-conditioned offices? I really don't think so. But the only way we can actually get people on our side of this is if we get them. Is we get the word out even further. I mean, we almost got it passed if it weren't for that hurricane. And I apologize to anyone in New Orleans who seems to be offended by this. But, you know, if it weren't for that hurricane, we had a fair shot.
I sure didn't see that happening, and I keep an eye on the news every day. Now, I've got another point on this, is the fair tax is included inside, it's a value-added tax. It is not like you go up to the register. Hold on, wait a second. Wait. Let me explain it. You go up to the register with your $1 Coca-Cola, right? And a sales tax means that you pay 6, 7, 8, 9 cents on that Coke, and you pay $1.09. But a value-added tax means that, in fact, you go up to the register with your $1.27 Coke, and...
Excuse me.
I'm just explaining it, right? And that's exactly what it is. It's a value-added tax, right?
This isn't a VAT.
What is it? Yes, it is.
All right, let's put it this way. Let's say that code is a book, right?
Okay.
You gave me the price of a book, right?
Yeah, sure.
You go up to the T-shirt, whatever. Point is, you go up to the register. It scans a book. It tacks on the 22, right? It tacks on the 22 cents right there.
That is not the proposal of fair tax, my friend.
We've had fair tax people tell us both. We've had some fair tax supporters say that is what's going to happen, and we've had some fair tax...
The book, my good man.
Oh, let me ask you this. Let me change the subject here. What if, Patrick, let's pretend like the fair tax is actually going to get passed. Let's pretend that it gets implemented. Let's pretend that your fantasy comes true and the IRS goes away and the 16th Amendment is repealed. And so now we have the fair tax with the 23% or whatever it's going to be. What if I'm a business owner and I tell the federal government to go take a hike? I'm not a slave and I'm not going to collect their fair tax form. What would you have done to me?
Oh, that's the thing. The full point of the fair tax is to make taxation voluntary.
Oh, you mean I don't have to collect it?
You pay the tax. You want to buy something used? Go nuts.
No. I'm a business owner. I'm a retailer. I have a retail shop. And I tell the federal government, F you, buddy. I'm not collecting your fair tax because I'm not a slave. You aren't paying me to work for you. You aren't paying me to collect your tax money for you. So I'm not going to do it. What would you have done to me, Patrick?
Well, unfortunately, there would have to be... two to tango in order to cheat out the fair tax. Actually, have consumers, you in no doubt.
Your cell phone's breaking up. Patrick, great call,
Thank
though.
You.
We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. Dang, I really wanted to hear what he had to say about that. What are you going to do to me? Huh? Because if the fair tax comes about, I'll just encourage business owners to not collect it. What are you, a slave? Because you're acting like a slave now by spending your time and money withholding taxes from people. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At researchedherbs.com, we are aware of the controversy surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At researchedherbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And man, with
Saturday Night Edition, we're here live till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Still time for you to bring up what's on your mind. Political issue, personal problem. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have lots of stuff there. All of it's free. You can sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first. Be on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, it's updates.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
We're talking about taxes. We had Patrick on the line a little while ago from Indianapolis talking about the so-called fair tax. And so I went to the fair tax website to see if I could dig up a little bit of info, because we've heard two different sides of the story from the fair tax supporters. We've heard that it is...
There's two different books on Amazon, by the way.
Okay, and we've heard that it is a value-added tax and that it's not a value-added tax. Now, The website claims it's not, and it goes into an explanation of how value-added taxes are over in Europe and their taxes on corporations at different levels, and lobbyists can take advantage of it. But when I say value-added tax, I just mean is it built into the price? That's what I mean. So apparently we're using the wrong term, Manwich.
Okay.
So the question for the fair tax supporters is, and I couldn't find it in the frequently asked questions as I was during the break there. I didn't have enough time to look through them all. But the question is it built into the purchase price, okay? Whether or not it's a value-added tax, whatever. The question is the fair tax built into the final purchase price?
You know, it seems like a crazy thing to do. Like, the fair tax is designed by people who really, you know, small government conservative types who really want to see a fairer tax system come about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's not talk about how fair taxes are, that they're... and what they do to the economy.
Right.
Forget that. I would think that these people would see the advantage in having the tax rang right up at the register.
I would think so too.
I don't see any advantage in including it in the price.
That's
the problem. Right. Is
sneaky.
That, you know, no matter what you dream up as your great political idea, the 535 drunken sailors in Washington, D.C. will have their way with you.
They're the ones who actually have to write and pass the law,
right.
And then it'll be enforced by a bunch of faceless, heartless bureaucrats.
Absolutely. And so far, it's just my opinion, but
do you trust these people?
So far, every government program has either been ineffective or done exactly the opposite of what its intention was.
Yeah.
So I'm scared to death of giving them something like
this. Don't forget growing. When you create a small government program, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Let's create a new one.
Let's go to Andrew in Washington. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel on the Amplifier line. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, good. What's on your mind?
Well, I just saw a interesting article in the Tacoma newspaper this morning about taxes. And specifically, it's about this local gun store owner in the Northwest here who is being fined and put on probation for not paying his taxes for a four-year period.
Hmm.
And there's a very short little article here that I'd like to read that gives the details.
Okay,
so here we go. It says, a local businessman who gained national notoriety when his store was connected to the D.C. sniper killings in 2002. I'm sure you all remember that.
Okay.
It's an interesting story. But has been sentenced to 3 years of probation for not filing his tax returns. Brian D. Borgilt of Lakewood, Washington, pleaded guilty last July to one misdemeanor count of failure to file his federal tax returns.
Hmm.
He also pleaded guilty to the, quote, major count of superseding indictment returned by grand jury.
Okay? Indictment is the word. Go ahead.
Whatever. Okay. I'm no legal expert. I mean, I'm just...
Sure. We're just trying to help your vocabulary, man. Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay, I mean, there's a C in there, so whatever. Okay. So he didn't file his taxes between 1987 and 2001.
Wow.
And yeah. So I think he's pretty cool.
Good guy.
Yeah, but it's too bad he pled guilty. So
I know.
So it's over
It goes on here. There's little details about who the snipers were. So
yeah,
they
we don't need all that. Yeah, we don't need all that. You know,
that's
the sad part is that he did it for so many years, you'd think he was a pretty staunch anti-tax person, and when faced with the opportunity to fight this thing, he bent right over just like everybody else does when the government goes after him and they throw a bunch of charges at somebody, and he said, oh, okay, I did it. I'll take my punishment.
Yeah, and it says right here, this is kind of free because this is exactly what you're talking about. He says he faced up to 1 year in prison and a $100,000 fine. And then it says he agreed to pay back the taxes, penalties, and interest, and all that came to more than twice as much, $230,800.
Wow. Man,
and he had to sold it. He had to sell the business.
Yeah, I was gonna say, there goes your business. There it goes.
Yeah, that's what happened. Says he sold it to his business. I've been down to the place before, and it's still operating, but
sad story. Andrew,
I don't know what happened with him.
Any other thoughts for us?
Just something really random. It's kind of interesting. I've decided a few months ago to stop using nickels, the FRN nickel.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's just sort of a disgrace to, I think, to Jefferson. His picture's on there and, you know, libertarian ideals that they're...
Does that mean you don't use $2 bills, too?
No, I'm going to try to use as little as a vein.
I don't think Jefferson cares. He's dead at this point. And I got to say,
I tell people when I do it, I'm like, this is why I'm not doing it.
Well, I like the $2 bill, and I make a point of carrying them in my wallet. I actually have a little stock of them here, and I stamp them with a freetalklive.com stamp. And so whenever I go and buy something with cash, I always hand them a $2 bill because it's a standout because people don't see them very often. Andrew, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-5791. Toll free 1-800-259-5791. Let's go to Manuel in Iowa. Manuel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Value added or income tax, pick your plantation. That's it.
Pick your plantation?
Pick your plantation. Are you suggesting we're slaves, Manuel?
Well, I didn't want to break it to you, but I think we might be.
It's absolutely true, Manuel. You know, if I sent somebody out to work every day and I collected 100% of their paycheck, what would that guy be to me?
You would be a master, that's all I'm going to say.
He would be my slave. Yeah. And now if I send somebody out to work every day and I take half of his paycheck, and that's what Americans on the average pay is half of their wages in taxes, then I'm half a slave.
Yep, that's right.
You know, I wanted to point something out. I was looking at this fair tax frequently asked questions thing, and it says here that the businesses who collect the tax will be given some sort of a collector's fee. Now, I don't think they give anybody a withholding fee these days, but apparently they're trying to make it a little more palatable for the businesses doing this slave work by paying them, I don't know, what, 1%? I don't even know what the fee is. But essentially what they're going to do is they're going to give the business a percentage of the tax. So if a business really wants to do its customers a favor, they will refuse to enact to become collection agents for the government, and then they'll save their customers 23% instead of being able to collect an extra percent on top of whatever it is that they're selling. Because that's the sales point right now for businesses to get involved in this. And it's interesting that, unfortunately, we had to let Patrick go because his cell phone was dying. But what do you think would happen, Manuel, as somebody who's I consider you an expert on the government. What do you think would happen if I told them, no, I don't want to collect your fair tax. I don't want your percentage that you're going to give me for collecting it. I'm not interested at all in participating in this fair tax. What would they do to me?
I bet it'd be unfair.
Of course, yeah. And instead of having 50 branches of the federal government, if you have a fair tax, you'd have millions.
Yeah, 50 millions of businesses, he means.
Yeah,
all
trying to collect. Yep.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. This is your show. Jason's on the way. He wants to talk about Ted Kennedy. It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673. 9673.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online. You can visit the website, freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff there. It's all free, including live streams that we have there. The broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free at freetalklive.com. So be sure you go and take advantage of those. All right, so we've got a lot on the plate here. I don't know how much of it we're going to get to. No limited time left here till 10 o'clock Eastern. The calls are rolling in. You bring up what's on your mind, 800-259-5791. And I still have this frequently asked questions file open here. I was kind of perusing through it. And one of the questions in there is, will this affect services? Well, yeah. Yeah, it will. They're going to start charging if they get their way with this. They're going to insist that anybody who provides a service, you know, your plumber coming over, for instance, and doing a plumbing job for you, is going to charge you 23 or 25 or 30 or whatever the percentage ends up being. They'll insist that it'll be 23%. So instead of paying the $600 plumber bill, you get to pay a $800 plumber bill or a $750 plumber bill.
That probably means advertising too, then.
Right. Which means there's also going to be a lot of underground services. There's going to be a lot of underground. You know, if you want to put a huge tax on products, it's just going to shove a lot of retail underground as much as possible, as much as the black market can handle. You're going to have more black market plumbers and servicemen and that sort of thing. And that means they're going to have to run sting operations to catch these people. They're going to have to rely on citizen snitches to catch the people that aren't charging the sales tax.
Even the people that don't, try to dodge it at all, they're going to spend... You know, the fact is they're going to have 27% less of their income to spend on goods and services to keep the economy moving.
I think it's really sad. It's just a reorganization of government, and it's just amazing to me that so many so-called small government people are behind this idea.
You know, it's funny. We were looking at the Heritage Foundation's Index of Economic Freedom there, and the United States has... moved up to number 9, which means that there's 8 countries in the world that are more economically free than the United States.
Including Estonia, right?
Estonia, yeah. Right. It doesn't make me feel real good about being an American if there's 8 countries that are more economically free than us.
Yeah.
But besides that, the largest, the place where we did the worst was economic burden, as far as taxation burden on our citizens. And
we've got a hell of a burden.
Yeah, we pay that burden to... police the world, to build this empire, a kinder, benevolent empire, I must say, but an empire nonetheless. And it's
what
just not,
kind
it's,
and benevolent.
It's much
what
more
are you talking
it's
about?
Much more kind and
dropping
benevolent.
Dropping bombs on wedding parties?
It's much more kind and benevolent than previous empires have been. They at least try not to drop bombs on
so
wedding
they
parties.
Say.
They try not to.
Okay, I don't believe a word they say. Let's go to Jason in Minnesota. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
How you doing, guys?
Good, Jason. What's up?
I have been asked to join a new government program.
Is that right?
Which one?
Listen to this one. I get a letter the other day saying we need you in Washington, D.C. Your flight and hotel will be paid for. Your questions will be answered once you get there. So I was very intrigued, and my wife...
That is intriguing.
What's that?
That is intriguing.
So my wife told me I had to go. I didn't want to go. She said, you got to go. Do it for your country. So I went, and get this... They want me to go to India and Pakistan to see what makes the Muslims laugh.
What makes them laugh?
They want me to to do a 500-page report on what makes Muslims laugh.
Who is this? I mean, no, who's making me laugh. Who invited you to do this?
Senator Ted Kennedy.
Really? So
when
what are you going to get paid?
Why?
What's
he
going to...
said, hello?
No, go ahead.
When I asked why, he said, Kool-Aid.
That's fascinating. I don't understand.
You don't understand?
No, I don't get it.
Because he looks like the Kool-Aid man when his face gets red.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Thank you. 800-259-5791.
He worked on that. He worked on that.
I gotta say, I didn't expect it to go there.
It's pretty good.
I don't even know
Kool-Aid
what it is. Still baffled. 800-259-5791. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Since we're talking about that... the overseas exploits in our country. Let's go to an email. Subject, War on Terror. This one from Chris. He says, Ian Manwich, I just wanted to find out your opinion on something. President Bush claims that Al-Qaeda exists because they hate Americans' freedom. I'm British, and our PM believes that they hate our way of life as well.
I thought that the Muslims actually hated Britney Spears.
Oh, well, that's part of the whole American freedom thing.
Yeah, sure. It has nothing to do with us putting troops on their soil for the last 25 years.
And killing their friends and family members. No, not a factor.
Taking over their governments.
But anyway, so we know that that's total bunk and that they're just lying to people. But nonetheless, Chris says, now imagine if Bush and Tony Blair were correct in their opinions. Just presuming that that's the actual reason that this violence is happening. Let's say that bin Laden did despise Western freedoms in the Western way of life. Would you, as libertarians, then favor a war against terror? Like, if Osama bin Laden actually did come out on videotape and say, we hate the fact that you are free, we hate the fact that you have Britney Spears and McDonald's and Pepsi.
And they attacked? And they had attacked.
I guess, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I probably would.
You would actually support a war on terror?
At that point, I probably would. Because at that point,
what does that
Osama
mean?
Bin Laden had attacked America. And
but wait, what does that mean? A war on terror? What are you supporting, man?
Trying to chase down terrorists in other countries.
Are you serious? You'd support that?
What else would you do?
Well, I'd let the free market handle the situation. First of all, you and I do agree on this, in that the reason why 9/11 happened, the reason why we're, if there is a threat out there, there is one, is because of the fact that our foreign policy stinks.
Absolutely.
And we're acting like the world's police, and we need to get back to the Constitution, bring the military back home, et cetera, et cetera. But you're telling me that you would support some crazy military adventurism if they thought that our freedom was a bad thing?
If a criminal had done something in the United States, uh-huh. something bad, blown up a building,
yeah.
and he came on, you know, he sent a letter to the editor, or he came on the television, or whatever way he was able to communicate with the American people and said, I did it because I don't like professors. How about the Unabomber? He's a good example. Uh-huh. I support the police going and finding the Unabomber and putting him in jail.
This is not the police going and finding anyone. This is a war on terror with hundreds of thousands of troops going over to different countries and blowing things up. This doesn't have anything to do. In fact, George Bush has even said it doesn't have anything to do with Osama anymore. They're not even looking for him.
Well, are you talking about the attacking Iraq? Because I don't think that has anything to do with the war on terror,
claiming it is.
Well, yes. And
they'll
that's
claim
the...
anything has to do with the war on terror. Any sort of... They'll use the war on terror as an excuse to expand the reach of the federal government any chance they get.
Unintended consequences of it all.
Look,
I think we have to defend ourselves.
If something terrible was to happen and the person... We were to be able to figure out who was behind it,
okay,
then why couldn't
jerk.
We set a bounty on his head?
Check
why couldn't
this
we
out.
Set a bounty? Wait,
Osama bin Laden is standing 1 foot over the line in Canada. Canada, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going, no, 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 you can't, no, military adventurism, blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to go get him, or are you going to stop right there at the border? Huh?
I don't work for the government, so if there's a bounty on his head, then I can collect it wherever he is. Doesn't it seem more sensible to put a bounty on somebody's head
and let people in search of profit go after him? Absolutely.
Okay,
well,
then you should
bounties.
Be careful when you say that you support a war on terror, because that doesn't have anything to do with being careful with how you spend taxpayers' money and bounties and actually, you know, coming up with creative ways to bring somebody to justice instead of sending the entire military after them. I mean, that's just nuts. 800-259-5791, so no, as a libertarian, I would not support a war on terror at all. I don't support anything this government does. It's out of control. 800-259-5791, you bring up what's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Coming up, we'll talk about segregation.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Saturday night edition, here till 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with me.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the voting option. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com to cast your vote for the show. It's a once-a-month sort of a thing, not a huge burden. And we just ask that you do it in return for giving you everything for free on our website. The archives, bulletin board system, and more, all on the house. If you appreciate that, go to vote.freetalklive.com, cast your vote for the show. We would appreciate you doing that. 800-259-5791. Actually, we're going to get to segregation here in a moment. And, of course, your calls when you make them. But we're talking about an email from Chris about the war on terror. And he says, he's asking us if it was indeed true, and it's not, if it was indeed true that the terrorists hate our freedoms, would we support a war on terror as libertarians? Well, as a libertarian, you don't support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. And the war on terror as it stands today is an outrageous initiation of force. If somebody did commit a criminal act and they want to be brought up on charges...
Which would be the initiation of force, by the way.
It would be, but it doesn't justify what they've been doing today as a result of it. If you've got a suspect and you want to go and round them up...
It doesn't justify what they do today, but it might justify it in the future.
After one guy does not justify employing the entire military.
I wouldn't
That's
say
outrageous.
You were talking about one guy. You would be talking about a group of people.
15 guys. Doesn't have anything to do with the military. The military is not a law enforcement apparatus.
The military
is a war-making apparatus.
A poor choice in this particular case. I think that you're right, that mercenaries and bounty hunters would be a better choice.
Plus, libertarians don't like the whole idea of taxes in the first place. Now, if we could have our way, at least if I could have my way, we'd cut the government back down to constitutional limits, which would mean that there'd be no army, except for maybe if it was needed for some sort of war-making thing. Because in the Constitution, it specifies that the army's not supposed to be around for more than 2 years.
It's pretty clear on that.
Now, they say you can have a navy in the Constitution. Then, well, you know, that's constitutional, but the army's not. So let's get the government back down to size and start coming up with more free market ways to protect us. Because if there really is a demand, I mean, if there really is a demand for safety, the free market will provide it. We had somebody mention the Washington, D.C. shooters earlier in the hour. You remember those guys, those two guys with the guns that were going around shooting people at gas stations? Well, what do you think happened? Well, the gas stations started seeing their business drop because people were afraid to come there and fill up. And so they started coming up with market solutions to protect their customers. Some of them had these big old, I don't know what they were made out of, but I read about them. There was some sort of protective barrier that they hung down from the overhang. You know how most gas stations have that big overhang to protect people from rain while they're filling up?
Well, when I go to the indoor gun range, they have these big sheets of basically it looks like tire rubber that hang there, and it slows the bullet down so that it wouldn't hit its target.
Right. Well, plus I think it might have been opaque to an extent, so that way they couldn't make a target out of you in the first place. So the companies, in search of a profit, in search of keeping people coming to their pumps and filling up, were protecting their customers. That's one example of how the market, in reality, responded to a real threat. Now, if there's a real threat from terror, if there's a real threat from people bombing places, then let the businesses take care of it. Let the people in search of a profit take care of it. Because if you want the government to protect you, you're in a world of hurt. If you want the government to protect you from being blown up or shot, keep your fingers crossed, because that's about all you've got. Don't you agree, Manwich? I mean, who would you trust with your safety?
I don't like trusting the government.
Private guards or the cops? Seems like an easy choice to me.
I would like to trust mine to my own handgun.
Well, indeed. 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. All right, let's go to a different email. And by the way, you can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from Nick. He says, I was just wondering where you stood on segregation laws. On the free market side, it's completely up to the merchant to choose who they can and cannot sell their goods or services to. On the other hand, shouldn't everyone be given the same opportunities and access to goods and services regardless of race or creed? Shouldn't they?
I think they should.
They should. Should we enforce it by law?
I don't think we should.
No. He says, I know that your patent answer is the free market will take care of it. Sure, dispute resolution organizations could give someone a bad rating if they refuse to offer their goods or services. But would that really ensure people opportunities as well as thugs with guns? Put this in the light of public schooling. Without men with guns, black children might very well still be going to terribly inferior schools and walking 10 miles or more to do it. I know that in general they do.
Of course, they were sent to the terribly inferior schools by men with guns, by the way.
Yeah. He says, I know that in general they do go to inferior schools currently, but it could easily be worse. Really? Really, Nick? Could it be much worse than this? I mean, the only way it could get worse than what we have in today's educational system is for the government to take more control of it. It's for them to abolish all private education, to abolish homeschooling, and to have the one-size-fits-all federal government, federally run schools. That's the only way it could get worse.
See, here's the thing that people don't quite get here, is there's really no differentiation between me and my constitutional rights and me running a business. People think that somehow businesses have been vilified and that they, you know, because they allow the public in, that we should be able to pass laws on what they do. And I just don't feel like we should. You shouldn't be able to allow, you shouldn't be able to pass a law on me walking out in the street and yelling racial epithets at people, which I think is a bad idea because you might get beaten up.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I think it's right to beat somebody up who's yelling racial epithets,
yes,
but you understand.
The risk you're taking.
At the same time, you know, it's just a transaction. Like, I can have whatever beliefs, and I can go to a store that has only white cashiers if that's what I want to do. But you telling me that a store shouldn't be able to make the same opposite distinction? That doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, let's let the market handle it, and it will handle it, because if you are in an area where there's a large black population and you want to be a racist and say, no blacks allowed in my store,
you're going to lose a lot of business.
You're going to be
a lot of very valuable customers.
Yeah, you're going to hurt because I'm going to go and open up a store down the street from you, and I'm going to let everybody into my store.
And my best friend is black. I'm not going into your store. I hate you.
800-259-5791. Yeah, I certainly wouldn't patronize a store like that, and I'm a white boy. And even if they did have better prices, I'd go pay the extra. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from seven herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time, shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have that shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk, it didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cartavite.
If you believe Cartavite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEEN market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Just barely enough time to squeeze your call in if you make it. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can visit us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on there, and it's all free. If you like the show, if you like what we're doing, spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the world, and you want to help us do more of it, you should amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. We give you everything on our website for free. And in return, if you want to promote us, if you want to help us get the show out to more radio stations, you want to get us on more internet connections, amp.freetalklive.com is a place to learn more about that. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. One more comment for Nick's email about segregation. He says, without men with guns, black children might very still well be going to terribly inferior schools. And then he admits that they are indeed still going to terribly inferior schools. And I might ask Nick, well, what makes you think the men with guns are all good? What makes you think the men with guns are all for the black people? What? You want to give people power and then wait and see what happens? You want to let people have access to this governmental power? What happens when the KKK members get in charge of government? You don't think they're there? You don't think there's any of them that are cops? Huh. You better believe they're there. And they have the opportunity to use power over people they don't like? They have the opportunity to pass laws that could affect people of a different color? Boy, they'd jump all over that stuff.
You know, that's how our democratic representative republic works is we generally keep those kind of people out.
What are you talking about?
Go ahead.
What do you think? Somebody's going to run on an anti-black message? No, of course not. They just get elected on a, you know, pro-family message or, you know, pro-whatever message, and then they get to enact whatever they want to enact. All I'm saying is, why do you trust the men with guns to do the right thing? Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Aaron in Colorado. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, I like your show.
Thanks, Aaron. What's up?
I'm kind of disturbed or disgusted with it. You guys argue too much. You need to get to the Constitution, freedom, and that's it. Quit nitpicking small articles or small ideas.
So you don't think we should disagree? This should just be a yes-man kind of a show where I come on the air and say, let's get back to the Constitution, and man, what you say?
Yep,
yes.
Yep, exactly. Constitution,
that sounds really,
freedom.
Yeah.
I think also your position on the border is outrageous.
What do you mean?
Open borders.
What's wrong with freedom? What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with freedom?
It's a free country, dude.
Freedom.
You should be. It's free.
Well,
yeah, free country. You should be free to leave.
My first premise: you guys argue back and forth about stupid things and that relate to freedom and the Constitution.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's stupid.
Yeah.
You just said what's wrong with freedom? I think freedom is great, and the Constitution.
Except
is great.
For the freedom to travel, you don't like that freedom.
Well, I think our borders need to be secure.
Because you're anti-freedom when it comes to traveling, correct?
I don't think I said that, did I?
Well, you didn't say it, but that's what you mean.
That's
if the border's secure, that means there's checkpoints. That means that I have to be stopped.
Let's go back to my first point. I think you guys, if you'd stop arguing and nitpicking
right.
about small...
See you later. 800-259-5791. Actually, he didn't have much more time anyway.
No, it's almost over.
But I'm sorry, if you want control at the border, control and regulation is the opposite of freedom. If this is a free country, and it's too bad that this is the very last moment of the show because this is such a great topic.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll talk more about it next week. But if you want liberty, you have to grant that same liberty to everybody else in the world. Which means if somebody wants to come here to live a more free life, they should be free to do that. Now, I know a lot of people think that they're going to come in here and take welfare. Well, we're against that, too. So let's end welfare and open the borders.
And as for the comments on the show, we always take critiques on the show.
Indeed, like we just did. Hey, we're coming back Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us then and online at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is Black Matt